All right, counsel, you may approach. Novoselsky.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. May it please the court, counsel, David Novoselsky for the appellant. The second case today also deals with words, and if I can commit the dual sins of brevity and common sense, what we're dealing with here is a situation where a group of municipalities entered into what everybody agrees was a monopoly for the pickup of what are called roll-offs. This is not a garbage case. Let me point out to the court that, again, we're dealing with words. In the Haley case, and again in this court's case in Unity Ventures, there is an exception that permits a state to create an anti-competitive or a monopoly if it is clearly, it says, demonstrating, the statute demonstrates that the anti-competitive activities were authorized by statute, and the examination looks at a clearly articulated state policy in the statute. If you look at the statute in question, it's a combination of, really we say Section 5, and it's, let me read it to the court, it's very simple. And we don't dispute the fact that if this was a garbage case, traditionally garbage is picked up by one hauler. You don't want to have 25 trucks picking up garbage on the same street every morning. But here's what this is not garbage. These are recyclable materials. That is a position we took below. That is a position we take here. Let me read to you what the statute says. It says, every city, village, or incorporated town may provide such method or methods as shall be approved by the corporate authorities for the disposition of garbage, refuse, and ashes. It goes on to say this shall be the exclusive method for the disposition of garbage, refuse, and ashes. It says such ordinance may be enacted notwithstanding the fact that competition may be displaced. So there you have a statement that it's intended as far as the disposition of garbage. We know it's a monopoly, we intend to do it. But then it continues and says, last sentence, material that is intended or collected to be recycled is not garbage, refuse, or ashes.
So you're looking at to pick up the recyclable material?
That's all we ever said. We've never taken a different position. Our position is very simple. We are recycler. We do recycling. They're not garbage cans. These are containers, and our contract said we will pick up recycled materials, typically at a construction site.
Let me just stop for a minute, because I don't understand why the legislature would permit a municipality to enter into an exclusive contract as to all other kind of waste except for recyclables. I mean, and that's how you're trying to read that statute.
Judge, very respectfully, and I apologize, because after almost 40 years of arguing in appellate courts, you never want to look at a judge and say, Judge, that's not your issue, it's the legislature's. But they did, and there's a reason for it. They recognize that recycling, unlike garbage, which goes into landfills, gets burned, gets dumped, recyclable materials are intended to be, actually, there is a value to this. We don't need to focus on the contract issues today. Recycling has become a very valuable piece of interstate commerce. Most of, when I got up this morning and I pulled out a bottle of juice, the plastic was recycled. Most of the containers today, I was startled when I found this out. I have a son who pointed this out to me. 97% of containers now are recycled materials. Garbage, and if you look at how the legislature lays this out, there are other portions of this act that permit waste dumps. They were very careful to say, look, recyclable materials are going to be separated out. They're to be kept. These people who pick these up, we put it in the complaint, Your Honor. This is not made up for the purpose of argument. Many of the people who have these exclusive contracts don't recycle. So you have... I'm sorry, sir, yes.
I'm not around here. I live in South Bend. Yes, we got one great big bin. You'd only put recycle in it, and then we put the trash in. And there are two different trucks that pick it up the same day.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, a lot of people don't do it. But you know why I do it? Is because I have to pay for it. There are two separate charges.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know whether that's what you're looking at or what, or but that's decided by the county council.
Well, here, what we have, I mean, if we want to, let me be very blunt. There's no benefit to this for the public. We pointed it out in our complaint.
No what public benefit, you mean?
To this, to the monopolies here, there's a public detriment. It's in our complaint. Trial court didn't disagree with us. He just simply said, I don't read the statute this way. What they do is they create a system where you must go, let's say, waste management. You have somebody who has a bin of recyclable materials. You're told you can't contract with one of my clients, and it's in the complaint, even though they charge you less. Why? Well, we have this contract. We also get a $500,000 fee from waste management. I mean, it's a, if you want to call it a legitimate bribe, not that I would say that. Sure,
yeah.
We've articulated this.
Yeah, you're right.
The other problem is service. You've got a construction site. When the bin is full, you can't just throw the recyclable material on the side. You call waste management and say, sorry, we only have two trucks. You wait for next week. Well, I'll call active disposal. You do that, we'll ticket them. So what we have here, we put it in the complaint, and we're perfectly prepared to prove it. You have higher fees charged to the public, you have less service for the public, and you have recyclable materials which the license, the franchisees, or franchisors, I apologize, are permitted to dump in a waste site.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would the legislature permit municipalities to enter into contracts to operate recycling facilities and to deliver waste to those facilities under 11-95-1, but not under your theory permit municipalities to enter into exclusive contracts for the collection and disposal of recyclables?
Because under one, it's everything. They can do it with its garbage. They can be. Some of these are intermixed improperly. If you look at the legislature, it says material that's intended or collected to be recycled is not garbage. If people are just dumping garbage in these roll-offs, they're not supposed to be picked up by independent haulers. They'd have to be picked up by, and we're not disputing the right. It's very traditional, Judge. I'm not trying to reverse 100 years of precedent. Garbage is different, and I apologize, and it sounds like garbage in, garbage out. Garbage is different than recycling. Garbage traditionally has no value. And it still has no value. It's expensive to dispose of. But when you look at what we have here, and I'm shocked, we have the Illinois legislature actually doing something far-reaching, saying, look, it, we understand there's a value to recycled materials. And let's start off on the premise that monopolies are bad, generally speaking. Sometimes you need one for public health reasons. Looking at garbage pickup, you don't want to have Fred Smith, who really has no business picking up garbage because he's laying it on the street. You want somebody they can regulate and control. Here we have something that's very, very separate. And we also point out in our complaint, every one of the plaintiffs, now we have the hauler plaintiffs, and we also have customers who are upset by the fact that it hurts their business, it slows the business down, it costs them money. But more importantly, and we put in the complaint, it's not disputed, every one of the hauler plaintiffs is licensed, passes any regulated regulation statute, follows the law. If anyone, let's say for the sake of argument, this court reverses, there's still nothing to say that if they're hauling garbage, then they're violating the law, and they can be stopped. This is so. And again, let me be also candid. How does one read the last sentence as having any meaning at all? Judge Williams, I think in the last argument, you said, well, let's focus on this language here. What does it mean? If the appellee's position is correct, that sentence means nothing. Why throw it in?
Yeah, but when you look, let's get back to the original statute.
Mm-hmm.
And the last sentence, material that is intended or collected to be recycled is not garbage, refuse,
right,
or ashes. The municipalities say, look, that just covers and authorizes them to select the process used to dispose of waste.
Well, then.
And so that's what it goes to, not whether or not they can have an exclusive distributor, collector.
Well, then we're really twisting Haley and Unity kind of out of shape, because then what we're doing is we're saying, well, let's interpret this, because what they say is there is not there. It's not articulated. It doesn't say, this sentence merely says how you dispose of it, but we can still go ahead and form a monopoly. If you look at the preceding section, the only section that deals with the anti-competition or the anti-competitive effect is 5. They say, well, go look at 1. Well, they don't want you to read it in para materia. They want you to ignore 5. They're really asking you to ignore 5. And they're saying that this sentence only deals with how you dispose of it. But let's take that for a second. You have the official haulers. They're not prevented as part of the monopoly, since they're picking it up as part of this garbage. They're treating it, in order to say there's a monopoly, you have to say, okay, garbage and everything else, it doesn't matter what you pick up. There's nothing here that says if it's recycled material, it can't be disposed of along with the garbage. So you're really frustrating the intent of the legislature. You're reading that last sentence, very respectfully, Judge Williams, right out of existence. Because now you're permitting recycled materials to be treated as garbage. There is nothing in either of these sections that says once you pick it up, and again, it's in our complaint, that they do in fact not, that the officials do not recycle, not all of them. They didn't come in with evidence saying, trial court, look it. We're recycling. We're separating it out. All they said is, we have a right to have a monopoly. We do what we want with it. Because under their formulation, that last sentence disappears because we can take recycling and throw it into a trash dump. And we're authorized by the legislature to do it.
Now, why? Let me just tell you that, you know, you're into your rebuttal time. You're fine to go on, but you're...
Judge, I could beat the dead horse here, but what I'd like you to consider is the fact that there's really no way, under their interpretation, to make any sense out of the sentence. And more importantly, it does in fact then permit them, these municipalities, to take recyclable materials which the legislature went out of its way to separate out and throw them back into the garbage category and dispose of them as garbage. And on top of it, I think the court needs to take, you know, under the law, we take the allegations of the complaint as at least true for the purpose of considering this. It costs the citizens more money. It has no benefit to the public at all.
A lot of municipalities are separating garbage and recyclables.
Yes,
and earning money.
Yes, and they would earn money because, again, this doesn't say the designated haulers will separate it out. They will sell it. They will then turn the money back to the municipalities. To be blunt, it isn't. In fact, the people here today who are good lawyers are all hired by the actual haulers, I'm sorry, by the official ones, through their insurance company. The municipalities have nothing to do with this. They turned it all over to
the private
company.
Do they get a better rate because
of this? The complaint shows that the people I represent had offered better rates to the citizens and that they were giving better service. That's a given in this complaint. They didn't oppose us. I'm sorry.
Citizens have to separate it in order to do all this.
They're required by law to do it.
Do they do it now?
If they do, they don't know where it goes. You can get stuck in a dump.
Well, that's...
Sure, they're supposed to, Your Honor, yes.
They
do. I'm sorry.
We know that they're... are a lot of places where they do separate it.
Yes, but the point is, here's the problem.
And it does require some intensity to do it.
Yes, sir.
And then one ends up doing it. So I know.
So do I. Drives me crazy in the morning. Drives me crazy in the morning.
I don't know why municipalities don't do it, but maybe we'll hear.
Well, here, but...
does the law require...
If it's separated, here's my point. In this complaint and under the facts of this case, they have a perfect right to take those recycled materials and throw them in a waste dump. There's nothing to stop them under
they
the...
They always used to do. Some don't. A lot of places quit doing.
We put it in the complaint. The officials don't recycle. Now, they may say, well, we do, but that would be an issue of proof. But before this court is the fact that they don't recycle. Thank you. I'd like to save a little time for rebuttal.
Mr. Keller, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning, Your Honors. Christopher Kelleher on behalf of the Appalese, and I represent Village of Addison, Prospect Heights, and Wilmette. And most of my co-counsel also represent the municipalities. Your Honors, our position is simple. The state action exemption applies. And the authority in support of our position is substantial. The Illinois Constitution, Illinois statutory provisions, Illinois case law, federal case law, and public policy all reflect what common sense suggests. Regulating waste collection and disposal is best left to local authorities. This facilitates safety, health, public welfare, and a municipality's aesthetic well-being.
So let's get to this last line of the statute that council hangs his hat on.
Yes, Your Honor. Section 5, in the last sentence in that section, that only applies to the ordinances which establish a particular method of disposition of recyclable materials. So, for example, it limits the authority on how to dictate this disposition, such as plastic bottles may not be put in a landfill. So if an ordinance said plastic bottles must go to a landfill, that's the type of ordinance that this last sentence would preclude. Now, as far as Mr. Novoselsky suggests,
so your whole position is this just has to go to the methodology with respect to what's collected and how it's disposed of.
Correct, Your Honor. And
it doesn't carve out an exception.
No, Your Honor. And as far as recycling being off limits to municipal regulation, the statute says exactly to the contrary. Section 1, Part A states that municipalities may contract with private industries for recycling. Section 4 states that municipalities may establish and maintain systems for recycling. So these sections demonstrate that recycling is something that municipalities can create exclusive contracts for. The authority supporting the state action exemption derives from multiple sources. Foremost is 65 ILCS 11-19-1. Section 1 provides that municipalities may make contracts with any person or corporation relating to the collection and disposition of waste. Now, under Parker v. Brown and its progeny, this is sufficient to implicate the state action exemption. And the district court's ruling in this regard was thus correct. Now, appellants have made no effort to show to the contrary. Instead, their argument devolves into a compare and contrast of various statutory sections. Appellants argue the state action exemption does not apply because the Illinois General Assembly did not mention exclusivity in Section 1, but did in Section 5. The Supreme Court rejected such an exacting standard in Town of Haley. Instead, a municipality's anti-competitive actions need only be a foreseeable result of state law to qualify. Otherwise, federal courts would be ensnared in the unnecessary interpretation of state statutes. Yet appellants asked this court to do exactly that. The court need not reconcile Section 1 with Section 5. The challenged ordinances were passed pursuant to Section 1. Section 1 provides statutory authorization to contract. This is enough. Thus, per Town of Haley, the challenge...
Let me ask you this. If the legislature believed Section 1 would lead to anti-competitive effects and intended to allow that, wouldn't it have included in Section 1 the same language it added to Section 5?
It could have included that language, and frankly, if it had, our job would be a lot easier. However, that... under Town of Haley is not the test. Under Town of Haley, just the simple statutory authorization of contract is enough. And here, Section 1 does state municipalities may make contracts And, again, under Town of Hialeah, along with the 10th Circuit, for example, in Southwestern Disposal, that was enough. Just the simple authority to contract is enough to implicate the state action exemption. But certainly, Your Honor, it would be much, much clearer if it did have the same language.
Do any of your municipalities have a separate pickup for recycling?
Your Honor, it's not in the record. Some, I believe most do. But I would like to also make one point about the recycling. The appellants, their First Amendment complaint, they alleged that the material in these roll-off containers was both waste and recyclables. It was not until the Second Amendment complaint that they deleted the waste and just stated that the materials were only recyclable. However, I would also like to point out in 11, and we point this out in the brief, in 11-19-2, the Illinois legislature defines refuse, and it enumerates a number of different things. It includes recyclable things such as paper, cardboard, tin, glass. So those are things that we would traditionally, conventionally think of as recyclable, but those are defined in Section 2 as garbage. And, of course, garbage is included in Section 1. So to answer your question, I believe most do, but again, the materials in these roll-offs, they could frankly be anything. They could be old carpets. They could be cardboard. They could be construction debris. They could be materials from people passing by and simply throwing in garbage that they have. It could be really anything.
I assume these kinds of jobs are subject to bid and approval by councils.
Correct, Your Honor. Correct. And additionally, one point counsel makes that these are detrimental to the residents. The record is to the contrary. A good example is Oakbrook Terrace. Their exclusive agreement enables them to provide services free of charge, some pickup services free of charge to their residents, and other services at reduced cost. So part of the contract is that it enables municipalities to get reduced services on other, reduced fees on other services.
Other than what?
Well, things such as curbside pickup. Your Honors, the number of arguments avoided by the appellants in their briefs is breathtaking. These arguments are enumerated as follows. First, Illinois case law explicitly upholding exclusive waste removal contracts. Second, the presumption of validity afforded waste regulations. Third, the Illinois Local Government Antitrust Exemption Act, which explicitly mentions waste hauling and removal. Fourth, that the state action exemption is construed in favor of municipalities. Fifth, Seventh Circuit precedent, such as Campbell and Justice, which embraces a state action exemption in cases emanating from Illinois. Sixth, precedent from the Third, Eighth, and Tenth Circuit, applying the state action exemption in the waste collection context and rejecting appellants' exact contentions here. And seventh and finally, the district court's well-reasoned opinion. Now, these are seven significant points completely avoided by the appellants. And for this reason, these points are effectively conceded. In sum, the gathering of waste is a public duty to be performed by a municipality in a manner that preserves the health and safety of its residents. The challenged ordinances are a foreseeable result of the Illinois General Assembly's authority to contract. They thus fall within the state action exemption. If the court has no further questions, we'd respect the request that the district court be affirmed.
Anything, Dan?
I have no questions.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
How much time does he have? 1 minute?
Let me be brief. I don't joust at straw men. It's not a concession. We're not trying to suggest that you can't have a monopoly to remove waste or garbage. We come back to the point, this case isn't about that. That's what they want to say. Recyclable materials, no different than any other garbage, any other waste. You're right. I didn't waste time in the brief trying to convince this court that monopolies for waste are bad or wrong. No question about that. The Illinois legislature said material intended for recycle is not garbage. What do we hear? Well, maybe somebody can throw something in the dumpster. That means then that you don't have recycling. The claim that, oh, well, we can show you that the public benefits, that's an issue of proof. It has nothing to do with whether the statute is on point.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Are you still pressing for certification?
If the court feels there's a question as to the intent of the legislature, yes. I think the statute is clear, and we couched it that way. It was an alternative request. Because candidly...
So you're not pressing for it?
Yes, I am pressing for it, because I think it is a very significant public policy issue, and I know this court traditionally considers whether it wants to have issues of first impression, particularly dealing with an important state statute resolved by the Illinois Supreme Court. So, yes, I am. I'm not going to dodge the bullet saying, well, gee, if I win here, now I'm going to leave this. No. I think it's the type of issue that traditionally this court would consider certifying. And I would urge you to do so. And even if the court is inclined to say, Novoselsky, you're right, and so are your clients, it may be the type of issue, because if it comes up again in a state court context, as this court knows, your decision would not be binding on the Illinois Supreme Court. It would be vice versa, because it deals with an issue of state court interpretation. So if you hold the gun to my head, yes, I'd like you to send it to the Illinois Supreme Court, as much as Springfield qualifies as Gary on the Prairie for the terms of having fun, but no.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, and I appreciate the court's time this morning.
For the fine briefing and the informative oral argument, we'll take this case under advisement.
Thank you.
Call the next